This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. We started the show with consumer spending, and we're going to continue with that theme. We all notice when prices change, like when your favorite cereal costs a little more, or when you're suddenly shelling a couple hundred more dollars on a plane ticket back home. It's annoying, but you kind of expect it. It seems people in the UK, though, well, they have their limits, particularly when it comes to a good old-fashioned pint of beer. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson explains.
Going for a pint of beer at the pub is an integral part of British culture.
The local. Home of the pint. A British institution.
Our culture. Our identity. The life of the village. The heart of the town. The soul of the country.
That was an advert from Britain's Beer Alliance, which represents pubs and breweries. The average cost of a pint in the UK is $7.30, according to comparison platform Finder.com. And that compares to $4.75 in the US, based on Fromage Travel website. When the UK's biggest pub company, the Stonegate Group, announced in September that it was going to put the price up by the equivalent of 25 cents at busy times, it didn't go down very well with regular pub goers like Sarah Johnson and Mitch Evans from Bristol in southwest England.
I don't think I'd pay any more because it's too expensive already.
If you were there maybe 8, 9 o'clock on a Friday night and you're paying a premium, I think that wouldn't go down particularly well.
The Stonegate Group says it's been forced to increase prices at 800 of its 4,000 pubs to cover the cost of extra bar staff and bouncers. The company wouldn't agree to an interview, but in a statement it told us it offered
a range of promotions and discounts on food and drink products at different times on different days throughout the week.
Jane Pendlebury, the CEO of HOSPA, the hospitality industry trade body, says all pubs are struggling to offset rising energy and food and drink prices and are also having to offer higher wages to attract staff in a tight labour market. She says the UK media haven't helped by calling the price hike the start of the unhappy hour.
If they had said they're going to reduce the cost of pints in low demand periods, that would have been applauded and welcomed. It's just that it's been set as the price is going to increase during busy periods.
Kath Brands from the pricing platform Flint Fox says that before introducing dynamic pricing, which means charging prices to reflect demand, pubs need to think carefully about the risks.
You know when people are drinking more, when they are willing to pay more. And you also know when your competitors are charging more than you as well. You almost need to figure out where your elasticity lies.
She says businesses need to know their limits.
A customer is going to walk away if they don't have a great experience.
John Pybus is the landlord of the Bluebell pub in the city of York, which isn't owned by the Stonegate Group. He says dynamic pricing wouldn't work for his business.
I know if my regular customers were sat in the pub and I'd been charging £4.20 for a pint and then 10, 20 people walked in and now I'm saying it's £4.50 a pint, those regular customers are not going to be happy.
One establishment in London's East End has taken a different approach, discounting. At Coupet, drinkers can test out experimental cocktails for $8 every Sunday. That's half the regular price. Barman David Latito says it's a good way of attracting new customers.
A lot of times, people, if they like the venue, they like the vibe and everything, they're going to stay also for like two more drinks. Yeah.
He says they often return on another occasion and pay the full price for cocktails. But Jane Pendlebury from the hospitality industry trade body, HOSPA, thinks a lot of pubs will soon have to follow Stonegate in charging more for drinks.
Perhaps they'll just increase their prices across the board and then give discounts during quieter periods.
That way, even though it'll still be painful for drinkers, it won't be quite so obvious. I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.